Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Florin. Here he is, our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Good day.
How's everything going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We're starting with a Catholic quiz today. You ready?
Oh, I'm
going
to be
quizzed. I'm going for the difference now. Here's the thing. The difference between the ascension and the assumption. Do you have any ideas on this one?
The ascension, you raise something up, and the assumption, you assume something wrongly. No?
So whose ascension did we just have?
I was going to say the ascension of Jesus.
Right, exactly. Heaven. That's true. That's true. So that's when the Lord, that's a little bit before today, but you know, in our liturgical year, but that's when he goes right to heaven. Exactly. Right. Says to the disciples, I'll be with you always until the end of the age. Assumption.
That's a cheat because my brother's birthday is the 15th. So that's the assumption of Mary.
Exactly.
Heaven,
the Blessed Mother passing. Going to heaven in August 15th. Right. We celebrate that. Okay,
right.
Pretty good.
So I had a cheat on the second
Not
one.
Bad. Pretty good. Pretty good, Sheldon. You know, but the idea leads to what?
Pentecost.
Because today's Pentecost. Today very
Pentecost.
Good. And that is the feast of the coming of
the gift of the Holy Spirit
very,
to the
very
disciples.
Good. Very good. And it's the beginning of the church. It's the church's birthday today. Kind of
really?
Cool. Yes, it is. That's what we kind of recognize.
That's really kind of cool because
pretty cool.
It's also your
anniversary. My anniversary as a priest today.
Your ministry started on well,
June 4th.
This year, Pentecost.
That's
yeah,
way it works
that's
out.
That's
29 years
neat.
As a priest. How do you like that?
There you
go. That's a good thing. It reminds me of this opera, Turandot, who was written by Puccini. He died halfway through, and his students finished it. And what happened was Toscanini was performing this. He was conducting it at La Scala, right? He turns around and he goes, this is where the master left us. And the rest of the opera was written by his students.
Very
that's
cool.
Our story, and that's what we're recognizing. The power of Pentecost and graduation, how God's with us. To start us off, this is Pink Floyd. It's called Learning to Fly.
Trail in the empty air. Across the clouds I see my shadow fly. Out of the corner of my watery eye, a dream unfrightened by the morning light. Could blow this soul right through the roof of a night. There's no sensation to compare with this. Suspended animation, state of bliss. Can't keep my mind from the circling sky. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound distant.
Pentecost is kind of that feast that we recognize all of the work that went into the disciples to learn how to fly, you know, learn how to take this message and live it in the world. Sometimes, you know, it really is sort of like a leap off a cliff for us. You know, like think about it, like how much parenting class did you take before you became a parent, or how many classes in marriage? You know, we do a little bit of pre-Cana, and you know, sometimes couples complain, "Oh, we have to do pre-Cana." But you know, that's an incredible thing. We have to learn a little bit about that. We have to reflect on this a little bit, and that, yet sometimes it's sort of by the seat of our pants, right? Life, you know, that's how it goes. There's not a lot of practice. There's not a lot of learning, and that's where I think kind of prayer comes into our lives. Because if you think about it, prayer is exactly that: learning how to fly. You know, it's that ability to kind of reflect on our life, where we are, where we're going, and kind of think about what we need to do in order to kind of get our acts together, you know, and kind of understand where we're heading. So even now that we recognize that this whole church idea has been entrusted to us on Pentecost, we have a job to do. We have a role to play in continuing the mission. Like, we're the disciples now. That's kind of unnerving a little bit to think about, right? But we're it. You know, there's nobody else. This is it. So it's our moment. It's our time to carry the ball, you know, and then we'll be handing it off to somebody else at some point. But that's a great, great thing to recognize. And even in our families, it's a great thing to recognize the kind of responsibility that comes with bearing witness to God, but also bearing witness to being a good parent, being a good father, a good mother, a good son, a good daughter. All of that stuff adds up. It's such an important thing for us to do and utilize in our lives. We never waste time when we invest that kind of stuff. It's so important. Here's Led Zeppelin. This is called Ramble On. So tired, but I know I've got one thing.
has a tale that can't be told. My freedom I hold dear. How years ago in days of old, when magic filled the air, just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair. But Gollum and the evil one crept up and slipped away with her, yeah. I did nothing happened to her. I guess I'll keep on rambling. I'm gonna shake.
We do need the moments in life which help us to focus, because sometimes what happens is life rambles on. You know, we just kind of forget. That's why a day like today for me, you know, 29 years a priest today, there's something great about that, to recognize, you know, you mark the moment. We mark our weddings, right? We mark our birthdays. Why do we do that? Because we need to kind of have reference points sometimes. And there's something good about that. You know, I look at the last 29 years, I say, my God, it's been nothing but joy. And that's the truth. There have been difficult days. Sure, there have. There have been sad times, without a doubt. But there's been tremendous, tremendous satisfaction and a sense of being able to be of service, you know, which is a great, great gift. I can look back kind of satisfied about all of that. So yeah, in our lives, we need those kinds of moments, don't we? We need those moments where we say, yeah, you know, it was all worthwhile. Yeah, it was all going the way I wanted to go. Even though there's been some bumps in the road, even though things haven't always been, you know, as good as they could be in my health or whatever, we still recognize the power of God with us that kind of urges us on. It's not about rambling. No, it's about direction. And we have direction in our lives, but we need that time to reflect on the direction in our lives, you know, so that we are completing tasks, so that we're moving in the right direction. And all that stuff matters. We want it for our kids, right? We always want our kids to be heading in the right direction, but we need it for ourselves too. You know, it's all important in our lives that we have that sort of spiritual GPS in our lives, you know, relying on God to kind of push us to the next destination, wherever that is. I don't mean heaven. I mean just the next destination in our lives here on earth, so that we kind of are ready for that when it happens. Hey, here's Billy Joel. This is called My Life. We'll be right back.
time to come home. I don't care what you say anymore, this is my life. Go ahead with your own life, leave me alone.
I never said you had to offer me a second chance. I never said I was a victim of circumstance.
I still belong.
Maturity calls us at some point in our lives to kind of take control of our life, right? To recognize that it is our life. It's been given to us as a gift. And how we live it and what we do with it makes all the difference, you know, in the world. I think graduations do that, right? I mean, even a high school graduation, college graduation certainly do that. It's that moment where you say, yeah, you know what? I have decisions that I've made in my life that are important. And these decisions are going to make a huge difference in who I am and who I become. There are also, I think, restarts, which are great too. You know, like I think sometimes we need a restart. You need a restart when you go to college, for example, and nobody knows who you are. You got no history, and you just can kind of reinvent yourself. What a great gift that is, you know, to be able to do that. Sometimes that happens in our lives where we, you know, we move to a new neighborhood and we can sort of start fresh. In faith, we have that too, because we can always rekindle that faith. It's never about it being dead and gone forever. We always have that ability to kind of rekindle that faith and recognize that. So even if you're going through a time where you say, I'm not really a big believer right now, yeah, but the foundation is there. So that foundation doesn't leave. The house might blow down in a storm, but the foundation is still there. So you've got to build on that foundation again, one little brick at a time, one little piece of wood at a time, and kind of put it all back together again. And we start to make some sense out of life, take control of our lives, and recognize that God is with us in the midst of all the craziness, in the midst of all the great stuff that happens along the way. Hey, here's Rush. This is called New World Man.
He's got a problem with his poisons.
that gift of reinventing once again that's so important in our lives as we reflect on graduation today and we take a look at, you know, different feasts, this feast of Pentecost, the birthday of Christianity in the church. Yeah, an important thing. We recognize that, yeah, in some ways we are the new order. You know, we're the new people. We're the new generation in a sense that brings faith to the world, that brings all kinds of stuff. I was recently at a confirmation. I was a confirmation sponsor for a guy named Declan Buckley. What a great time, by the way, I had. That was really awesome and a beautiful thing to be asked, right? That somebody asks you actually to be their confirmation sponsor. I don't know who he was, yours, and who Sheldon's was. Mine was my uncle. I remember I had my Uncle Joe as my confirmation sponsor. And, you know, it's an amazing thing because, you send, in a sense, it says you've been an example in some way in my life, you know, and that's a nice thing. But also, like, that means that we have to kind of reinvent ourselves and be an example in the future, too. It's not like one of these things where we just, you know, wish them luck and say, well, that's over. Even when you're a godfather or a godmother for a baby, it's the same kind of thing. It's that constant presence that makes such a big difference in our life. So if you're lucky enough to be that, a best man, a maid of honor, a godmother, a godfather, a confirmation sponsor, that's a role that you play throughout your life. That's an important role that means commitment, that means really a reordering of our life in such a way that we become living, breathing examples. Here's Queen, I Want to Break Free.
I want
Certainly graduation is one of those moments, right, where you want to break free. I remember all the years that I was in the high school, part of an administrative team in a high school, beautiful years for me. The seniors would get this disease we'd call senioritis. You know, they could not wait to get out and say, I am sick of this place, I'm sick of all of you, and I can't wait to leave. And then on graduation day, people were crying and scared and nervous and hugging. And it's that incredible emotional time, right, where, yeah, I want to break free, but I don't want to break free. And I think that's the story of life, isn't it? That in our lives, we want the freedom that comes from, like, you know, not having to work and not having to do things. At the same time, we're scared to death of too much freedom in our lives. So we need that balance. You know, we need that balance in our lives where we do have a sense of freedom, but we also have the routine, because routine is what kind of keeps us safe, if you will. And we need some routine in our lives. So yeah, with graduation, we help the young people in our lives, you know, that God puts in our lives to kind of get through those moments and to graduate into adulthood in a mature way. At the same time, in our own lives, we want to do that too. We want to break free from routine and doldrums in our life and all of that. When's the last time you read a book? You know, you read something good. When's the last time you fed your spirituality by reading something interesting? All of that stuff adds up. It's all important in our lives that we make the effort that's necessary so that we're constantly growing. You know, it's a lifetime of learning. We're lifetime learners, right? So it's such an important thing for us to continue to feed ourselves so that we don't get stuck in a world where we say, well, I'm not into the computer, you know, and now if you're not into the computer, you're finished, right? So it's such an important thing that we continue to grow and develop with the gifts that God gives us. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about all kinds of transition in our lives. Here's The Who. The song is over.
I should have known it. She tried to find me. Our love is over. They're all ahead now. Got to learn it. I'm gonna sing out. Stopped as soon as it began. Our love is over. It's all behind me. Hope to find me. I'll sing my song.
You know, the Who kind of said their song is over just recently, didn't they? They're no longer going to tour. And we'll see how long that lasts. I think that may be a long time thing. I don't know. It might be forever. Because they've been around a long time, of course, on tour. And that, you know, it eats up a lot of life. It's interesting when we have those moments of transition in our lives that kind of change forever. Retirement does that, right? I know a woman who's a very talented woman just announced her retirement from being a high school, Catholic high school principal, you know? And it's a big transition, right? It's a big moment when that happens in life. I can barely even fathom retirement. You know, it's hard to even think about it. Matter of fact, I could say to you right now, I really don't want to ever have to retire. I hope I never do. But there's something about that in our lives. You know, you say, well, that's a major transition. What do you do about that? You know, how do you change your life with that? I'm changing my residence this year. You know, my residence in as a priest where I live, and I'm moving to the cathedral parish this year, right? So that's a major transition, which means all the junk basically has to go like 6 miles away. But that's the story, you know? And that transition in itself, it's like it's a scary thing in a way, because you say, well, new people, new routine, new things now. And all of that, it kind of goes to say that, yeah, in the midst of transition, we want God to be with us. We ask God to be with us to help us along. So as the Who retires, they're praying about that too. As we change our residences or change our lives in some way, we pray for the same thing, that God is with us, urging us on, you know, and helping us to continue to grow. Here's Steve Miller. This is called Fly Like an Eagle.
Slipping, slipping, slipping slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Well, that's part of our feeling satisfied in life, that we kind of soar, right? And there's a great, you know, song we hear in church all the time, raise us up on eagle's wings so that we can soar, you know. And that's the idea, that we want to use our gifts. We want to kind of serve God by helping other people. And that helps us to soar. It helps us to feel good about who we are. That's the great gift. I think that's what we want to do in our lives. You know, we want to take the gifts we've been given and give them away as a gift, if you will. So if you're a teacher, you know, to volunteer and teach in Sunday school, to teach in catechism, to teach in religious education, whatever you call it, where you are, you know, there's something important about that. To be able to be a good coach, to be able to be a good friend. All of those things are big, big important things in our lives. And it's about our sharing our gifts. So hopefully, you know, when these transition moments come, you know, we say, yeah, I'm not going to just keep that stuff under a rock. I'm going to continue to utilize my gifts. I played college in lacrosse. And you know what? As an adult now, I'm going to coach lacrosse, you know, kids lacrosse. There's great gifts in that. And I think we're called to recognize that in our lives. Here's John Mellencamp. This is called Your Life Is Now.
Stars. See the seasons turn like a heart. Your father's days are lost to you. This is your time here to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life is now. Your life is now. In this undiscovered moment, lift your head up above the crowd. We could shake this world if you would only show us how. Your life is now. Your children to tell the truth. Would you take the high road if you could choose? Do you believe your
'cause I believe you change your mind and change your lives. Your life is now. Your life is now. Your life is now. In this undiscovered moment, lift your head up above the crowd. We could shape this world if you would only show us how. Your life. Children to tell the truth. This is your time to do what you will do. Your life is now. Your life is now. Your life is now. In this undiscovered moment, lift your head up above.
Great reflection, because we always think in our lives, like, when is our moment? You know, when will it kind of come to be? And I used to think, well, when I, you know, become a priest, then it'll be my moment. Then when I became a priest, I said, well, you know, I kind of got to grow into this. I'm young yet. So, like, maybe when I'm ordained 10 years. I remember, like, when I was ordained about 20 years, saying to myself, well, when do I get that? I said, wait a minute, you're in the middle of your moment. What, are you kidding yourself? Yeah, our life is now, right? We're not waiting for anything. It's now, in this very moment. So whether you're 13 years old, you know, 90 years old, or somewhere in between like me, you know, there's something important about recognizing that now is the moment. Yeah, now's what we have. God has given us this moment at this very second, and we're called to leadership in some small way, or say maybe even in a large way, right now. There's something very powerful about that. So yeah, no matter where we're listening, no matter what our lifestyle is right this second, God has called us to service, and God has called us to lead right now. So yeah, let your light shine. That's what he told us, and that's what's important, to recognize that light and say, yeah, now is the moment. Now is the only time I have, and so I can't wait. No, this is the second. We got to do that. Hey, here's Kansas, Carry On My Wayward Son.
Carry on.
You
A certain waywardness that is ours, right? In all of our lives. And, you know, we carry on as wayward people, but the time comes that we have to come home. We have to travel home eventually. And I think that's part of the call of these moments, you know, the moment of Pentecost, when we recognize what's been entrusted to us, the moment of an anniversary, the moment of graduation. Yeah, that we have a certain responsibility and we can't just live irresponsibly our whole lives. You know, ultimately that will be a life without meaning. It'll be a very shallow life. So we have to kind of come to the realization that God has called us to something very specific, and he's called us to make a difference. So, yeah, waywardness is something that's part of all of our lives for a little bit, but ultimately it's about coming home. It's about like that prodigal son story, right, where the son comes home and the father's waiting for him and welcomes him home. We may need to do that spiritually. We may need to do that physically, you know, to return home and to kind of heal relationships that are broken. That's going to make all the difference in the world. So this is our time. Maybe God's, you know, using this radio show to get to you, because that's an important moment that we're all called to. Here's the Kinks. This is called Better Things.
I know tomorrow you'll find.
Jaldone giving us a little graduation song. May you always have better days. May the tomorrow be better than it was today. That's so true in our lives. And I think we're called to recognize the power of what happens as life progresses. In our lives, we continue to move. We continue to grow. And there's something beautiful about that. So, you know what? Graduation isn't just for high school and for college. Graduation's every day in a way, right? We continue to grow. We continue to develop. So celebrate the great days. I'm going to celebrate my 29th anniversary as a priest today. Yeah, it's all about that, right? Celebrating the great moments and recognizing that God is with us in the midst of our lives, calling us again and again to carry on the great work, to finish the great opera that we've been entrusted with, and recognize God's presence in our lives every day. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the man who graduated many, many, many years ago, Stephen Jaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.